শ্রীলা প্রভুপাদ কি ইস্কন বিবেকের প্রতিষ্ঠাতা আচার্য জগৎ গুরু শ্রীলা প্রভুপাদ কি জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজক আচার্য অষ্টোত্তর সদস্যের শ্রীম শ্রীলা ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী ঠাকুর শ্রীলা প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি নামাচার্য শ্রীলা হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি
All glories to the Samadvatis, all glories to the Samadvatis, all glories to the Samadvatis, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, all glories to Shri Dabhama. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सा বালা এবা পুরুষ মাতামহম অনুব্রতা অধর্মাশোভবম মৃত্যুম কেনা ভবদ অধার্মিকা সবাল এব পুরুষ মাতা মহামানুব্রতা অধর্মাশোভবম মৃত্যুম কেন ভবরধর্মিকা সবাল এব পুরুষ মাতা মহামানুব্রতা অধর্মাশোভবম মৃত্যুম কেন ভবরধর্মিকা Sa, that, bala, child, eva, certainly, purusha, male, mata maham, maternal grandfather, anuvrata, a follower of, adharma, of irreligion, amsha, from a portion, udbhavam, who appeared, mrityum, death, kena, by this, abhavata, he became, adharmika. Translation. Although the queen had no son, after eating that food, which had the power to produce a male child, she became pregnant by her husband, and in due course of time she gave birth to a son. Purport. Among the 10 kinds of purificatory processes, one is pumsavanam, in which the wife has offered some prasad, or remnants of foodstuff, offered to Lord Vishnu, so that after sexual intercourse with her husband she may conceive a child. Text 39. That boy was born partially in the dynasty of irreligion. His grandfather was death personified, and the boy grew up as his follower. He became a greatly irreligious person. Purport. The child's mother, Sunita, was the daughter of death personified. Generally, the daughter receives the qualifications of her father, and the son acquires those of the mother. So according to the axiomatic truth that things equal to the same thing are equal to another, the child born of King Anga became the follower of his maternal grandfather. According to Smriti Shastra, a child generally follows the principles of his maternal uncle's house. Naranam matula kama means that a child generally follows the qualities of his maternal family. If the maternal family is very corrupt or sinful, the child, even though born of a good father, becomes a victim of the maternal family. According to Vedic civilization, therefore, before the marriage rites takes place, an account is taken of both the boys' and girls' families. If, according to astrological calculation, the combination is perfect, then marriage takes place. Sometimes, however, there is a mistake, and family life becomes frustrating. It appears that King Anga did not get a very good wife in Sunita because she was the daughter of death personified. Sometimes the Lord arranges an unfortunate wife for his devotee so that gradually, due to family circumstances, the devotee becomes detached from his wife and home and makes progress in devotional life. It appears that by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Anga, although a pious devotee, got an unfortunate wife like Sunita, and later on a bad child like Vena. But the result was that he got complete freedom from the entanglement of family life and left home to go back home to Godhead. So we can see as when we're dealing with the material, means or any activity, you could say, you're going to have the efficiency of the activity. But then there's also the overall results. Now, in the efficiency of an activity, because the activity is being performed with the senses, in contact with the sense objects, then we expect a result that is also perceivable by the senses, right? But because consciousness is also involved, mentality is also involved, that means part of the result will also be on that subtle platform. Right? It'll have the consciousness. So we see between these verses here that by following the Vedic rituals of purification, then the senses and the sense objects, that action, they perform the yajna purush comes, gives them some sweet rice. The sweet rice then, by taking it, the purification that it gives then